intergalactic planet jumping, planet jumping, intergalactic.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, when I got into this business many years ago, there was this old adage that sort of got more developed over time, like, when in doubt, talk Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. It became kind of a old sports radio cliche, right? When there was nothing going on, dog days of summer, looking for a topic that would light up the phones and get people talking. You could always go to the Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame debate. But that's kind of developed. It's kind of gone away. It's kind of developed now over the years into some sort of PED user versus the Hall of Fame. And you sort of can sort of put that into a different context for a different era. But the idea is still the same. The Baseball Hall of Fame of all the sports is probably the most important enshrinement because of the sport and how it deals with its history. Let's be honest, professional football has been around a long time. It doesn't seem like anybody cares outside the Super Bowl, right? I mean, except for maybe Jim Brown and a couple of other guys that have played before the Super Bowl era, it feels like the NFL history really begins back in 1967 with Super Bowl I. And that's not true. A lot of really great players have played. But baseball has always embraced its sport and always embraced its sports history. Numbers are extremely important to baseball more than any other sport. It values its numbers more than any other sport. And it values its comparisons too, right? Babe Ruth played this many years and this person played this many years. And how do the two compare? How does Todd Helton fit among all sorts of first basemen, et cetera, et cetera? It's always been a fun exercise if you're a true baseball fan to just sort of put everything that somebody does in some sort of context. And that's why the Hall of Fame is an important endeavor, right? We talked about this with the Pro Football Hall of Fame when it comes to a guy like Philip Rivers. Baseball, you can reach certain milestones in the sport, and it's almost like a punch your ticket into Cooperstown type of thing. But recently, there's been a clause. Well, it's not really recent. It was put in a while ago. But now it's been used by the writers to sort of say, well, even though the numbers say you're a Hall of Famer, there is this clause in how I evaluate you that allows me to keep you out of Cooperstown, and that is the character clause, which is sportsmanship, character, right? And it's allowed writers to have their own ideas of what that means. To some, the PED use by some of the players doesn't bother them. They'll vote for Barry Bonds. They'll vote for Roger Clemens. They'll vote for Mark McGwire. It does not affect them. They feel like it's part of the game. It's a stain on the game, but it's part of the game. So they'll vote. Then there are writers who will never vote for those guys. Never. Under any circumstances, no matter what the numbers are. Barry Bonds is the all-time home run king. Doesn't matter. Roger Clemens, all the Cy Young Awards, all the 300 games. Doesn't matter. Right? That's the difference in those two voters, and it's been going on for a while. This year, nobody is going into 2021, which means Larry Walker and Derek Jeter in this summer will have the ceremony to themselves because they didn't get one last year when they should have been celebrated last summer but was stopped because of COVID-19. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'll explain it really quick. This is how the baseball writers vote. You get a ballot. It's got a list of all the players that are eligible for the Hall of Fame, and you pick 10. Or you could pick 3, or you could pick 0. It's up to you. You don't have to pick 10. And so some writers will look at a ballot, find one name on it that's worthy, and that's the only one they check. Because they want to make sure that by saying to all the voters, you have to pick 10, well, that allows for a flood of people who really don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame to be in down years of good candidates. So they don't want you to vote for 10. They want you to make sure whoever you're casting your vote for is Hall of Fame worthy, that you would be okay with that person being in the Hall of Fame, and not to just fill out 10 because, well, they're demanding, so I'm checking off boxes of people who really don't belong in Cooperstown. So a few ballots came back 0, and some ballots came back with 1, and in the end, nobody got in, but Curt Schilling came the closest. And Curt Schilling got 70% of the vote. You need 75% of the vote. So you have to be on 75% of the ballots that are cast in order to be in Cooperstown. And you can't even be on 74.9% of the votes. It has to be 75. And Curt Schilling came close. He came 16 votes shy of getting into the Hall of Fame. But that run that he is on is likely to be over because of the character clause. Curt Schilling has been a controversial public speaker on the political nature of the country. And he showed some support for the insurrection that happened a couple of weeks ago. But the ballots for the Hall of Fame had already been cast. So you can expect Curt Schilling's numbers to drop. Now, look, this is where the writers have to make a decision on exactly what everyone is thinking. When it comes to steroids, we understand there is an impact on the game. If you don't vote for anybody associated, even like when people weren't voting for Mike Piazza because there was like a hint that he may have been cheating, even though there was no evidence. There were a lot of people who stood on that mountaintop who said, this directly affects the numbers I cherish very much. Right? We just saw the passing of Hank Aaron. How many people on social media, I was included in that list, who said Hank Aaron is still the true home run king? Hundreds, thousands of people who never accepted Barry Bonds' record of home runs for a career to be legitimate. Right? It stained it. The same thing with the single season record. When he was chasing that, we all kind of knew why he was chasing that. We didn't really celebrate it. In fact, the commissioner didn't really want to go. In fact, there was a lot of happiness amongst Major League Baseball that it happened at home. It didn't happen on the road because they were afraid of what the response would be. We went nuts for Maguire and Sosa. Maybe it was because we were a little naive at the time. But we were also celebrating a fun summer of baseball, and a summer that baseball really needed after it had canceled the World Series a few years before that. But we never really embraced Bonds. And we still don't when it comes to going into the Hall of Fame. And Roger Clemens, too. Roger Clemens was the best pitcher in my childhood. He struck out 20 batters in 1986. He did it again a few years later. Right? He won Cy Youngs. And then when Dan Duquette, general manager of the Red Sox, said Roger Clemens was in the prime of his career, he went to Toronto, won more Cy Youngs, went to the Yankees, won World Series, went to the Astros. Right? We don't want him in the Hall of Fame, or at least the writers don't want him in the Hall of Fame because PEDs. But this character thing, this political thing for Curt Schilling is dicey. Now, I say this without agreeing with Curt Schilling or disagreeing with Curt Schilling, but it's a slippery slope and it's a tough one. Where do we lie with this? Are the voters okay with using their own political bent to vote on someone's evaluation into the Hall of Fame based on their accomplishments on the field? What social issues matter to the voters enough to make you not vote for somebody? Listen, I always look at the slippery slope of things because I think it's dangerous. Now, if I'm a voter and I'm appalled that Curt Schilling supported the rioters at the Capitol a few weeks ago or other political posts that he posted, there might be a legitimate and universal reason to say this is a character issue. But what if it just ticks down a few notches? What if I don't like a Hall of Famer who spoke at an abortion rally? What if I don't like a Hall of Famer who is actively campaigning for a candidate I disagree with, who I find morally reprehensible? Can I do that as a voter? Can I take my own political bent into the process? Because let's be honest, for Curt Schilling, that's what it is. Now, maybe it is more likely that something like supporting the rioters at the Capitol is more universal, right, for the voters. They're just, oh, no, we condemn that, and most of Americans condemn that, so therefore this is the safe bet against Curt Schilling's candidacy. But Curt Schilling has borderline numbers anyway. He's one of the greatest postseason pitchers of all time. I think the bloody sock is one of the most iconic images we've had in the last 25 years. Doesn't have 300 victories. He has over 3,000 strikeouts. But he's one of those candidates that with the numbers you could argue for, you could argue against. But because he has this political side to him, he was suspended from being an analyst for making some transphobic remarks. He's also posted some anti-Muslim stuff on Twitter. That would make most of us go, that's awful. But again, if you throw your political angle at a time where we're so politically divided into the Hall of Fame voting, where will that go? Can an athlete do something that's not controversial, not so much, you know, outrageous, but just political? And if I disagree with that politically, can I legitimately not vote for that person? Would it be irresponsible to not vote for Derek Jeter when he was on the ballot because I didn't like something he may have said in a political statement supporting some sort of measure where he lived in Florida or New York or wherever? Can I do that? Is that okay? Does that fit in the character clause? Where is the line? Can I vote for a athlete that I disagree with politically? And that's the danger part. Because I don't want to see athletes who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame not get into the Hall of Fame because they have a political leaning. Even if especially if that political leaning doesn't lead to something dangerous like a capital riot, it's just a simple political leaning. They're pro-life, or they're more socialist, or whatever it may be. Go to the two extremes. Whatever they feel and how they feel this country should be run, do I have a right as a voter, if I disagree with that, to say, well, yeah, and you know what? Your 400 home runs don't matter either. Is that where we're going? Again, we can be appalled at Schilling. We can say that supporting the riots at the Capitol is not a very good look for a social figure, a former baseball player. But if Curt Schilling legitimately should go to the Hall of Fame based on his numbers, and you feel that, can we keep him out because of this? And what would we say years later, 25, 30 years later, about some of these people? All right, Pete Rose, bet on baseball. Can't have him in the Hall of Fame. So, son, the greatest hitter of all time isn't in. Sorry. The greatest home run hitter isn't in all time because he cheated the game too. He took steroids at a time and made him hit the ball a little further. And it was banned. It was a banned substance. And so is one of the greatest pitchers of all time too. And this other guy, well, yeah, we just didn't like his politics. There's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame right now in all four major sports. And you can even extend that to golf, tennis, whatever. You're going to disagree with politically. It's not the riots at the Capitol. It's where does that lead? What becomes acceptable? What will be okay down the line? And that is where I think the debate and the argument should be. It's not numbers anymore. You better toe the right line on where these writers are and how their politics lean. That's what's coming. It's one thing to say, well, he supported the riots at the Capitol. Yeah, that's a character thing. That's a bad look. He's also done this other stuff. That's fine. That's fine today. What about tomorrow? What about the next day? What about the next? How far does it go down the list? Because like everything, it always goes further down the list. It always does. And that's what I saw yesterday. We'll get more into this. We'll also talk some Aaron Rodgers as he has now explained a little bit more on his postseason comments. But coming up next, we're going to say a quick goodbye to a good friend of the show when we come back on Sports Map Radio.